This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. I love this story. It's so rich and deep and so much to learn. There's a great book, Henry Nouwen. I'm not sure if some of you are probably familiar with Henry. Henry wrote a book called The Return of the Prodigal Son. And it's about this story and the painting I think Rembrandt did of this story and Henry's search for meaning in that painting and in this story. So I would commend that book to you. The Return of the Prodigal Son. Have you ever felt too far to turn back? Or worse, have you ever felt you didn't need to? Whether we find ourselves in the far country of rebellion or the cold corridors of resentment, Jesus' story, The Prodigal Son, asks us, where do you see yourself? What would it take to come home? As we've talked about building a Lent for life, Lent is not about temporary changes in us. It's about lasting transformation. Today's gospel, Jesus shows us what transformation looks like, not just in the younger son who returns, but in the elder son who resents, and most of all in the father who runs to welcome both. Here in our fourth week of Lent, and the fourth reflection on our theme, Build a Lent for Life, each Sunday we've taken a step further from simply giving up something to taking on something, intentionally, prayerfully, persistently. This week we're invited to come home to the God who is always running towards us, arms wide open. As Henry Nouwen reminds us, the return to the Father is ultimately the challenge for us to become the Father. To build a Lent for life is not just to be forgiven, but to become forgiving. Not just to be embraced, but to become embracing. So, I don't know if you've thought about the word prodigal much, but there's actually two meanings to prodigal. One is the way the younger son acted, to spend lavishly and extravagantly. That's one meaning of prodigal. The other is the way the father acted, to give on a lavish scale. So this could be the return of the prodigal son, the story of the resentful son, or the story of the prodigal father. I happen to like the story of the prodigal father myself. The younger son embodies our wanderings, a hunger for love in all the wrong places. Insert whatever country song you wish into that line. He leaves home not just physically, but spiritually and emotionally, searching for worth far from his father's house. The older son represents our bitterness, our moral pride, our resentment when others receive mercy we don't think they deserve. As Nouwen says, the elder son is lost in his own righteousness, unable to celebrate grace when it isn't earned. But the father, he is prodigal in the best sense of the word, lavish, extravagant, unrelenting love. I love the fact his first reaction when he sees his younger son is to run. He runs to his son, embraces him, and rejoices. His only desire is to bless. So how do we apply this in our lives today? Do you need to return from a far country? Have you wandered and need to come home? Are you spiritually hungry? Lent reminds us it's never too late to turn around. Release any resentment that you have. If you've been standing outside the party with your arms crossed, resenting it, all the dancing and music and the fatted calf that's being eaten, waiting for justice to really take hold, remember this invitation to the Father is yours as well. Everything I have is yours, the Father says. It's time to join the feast. Abandon your resentment. Become like the Father. Now and challenges us to grow beyond being sons into being fathers and mothers in faith, people of compassion, of reconciliation, of unconditional welcome. You have homework, which I know comes as hopefully not a surprise. I've even prepared for you a homework sheet, which you can get on your way out, that has some of the points I'm making today and your homework assignment. The first question is, I'm asking you to reflect on your own spiritual geography. And where are you in this season? Are you more like the younger son or the elder son? Write a prayer of return. Offer to God your desire to come home, whether from guilt, resentment, fear, or pride. Come home. Practice the compassion of the Father. Is there someone in your life that you need to welcome with more grace than you may feel right now? Practice the compassion of the Father. When we go to that table, it's a table of welcome. Here at this table, we're embraced not for what we have done, but who we are, beloved children of God. At that table, we didn't earn our place. It was given to us freely. The Eucharist is our homecoming feast, a celebration where God meets us at the threshold, runs to greet us, and throws open the doors of mercy. The call to come home in this story is not just about one lost son. It's a story for all of us, and of a God whose love will not let us go. Whether you're lost in your failures or in your faithfulness, the invitation is the same. Come home. Come back to the source of your life. To build a Lent for life is to stop rehearsing our justifications and simply start receiving grace. It is to know that the Father is watching the road, patiently waiting for us to return. Build a Lent for life, not just a season of change, but a return to love, a return to grace, a return to the Father. Amen.